Welcome back to the Business of Government Magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. In fiscal year 2012, the federal government contracted for some $517 billion worth of products and services. Complex products require more sophisticated contracting approaches. But why do federal agencies need to acquire and procure goods and services? Professors Trevor Brown and David Van Slyke explain.
So I think most people, when they think of acquisition, think more simply of purchasing, just buying simple stuff like paper clips and copy paper or office supplies. But the reality is that increasingly federal agencies need critical goods and services to be able to perform their core missions. Today, the thing that's probably most on people's mind is the healthcare.gov website. In the absence of that website working successfully, the Affordable Care Act doesn't work successfully. Now, you probably don't think about that when you're buying a website. You think, oh, I'm just buying a website. But no, you're buying a critical, integral part of your program. And that's what acquisition is now. It's acquiring essential goods and services to be able to perform basic mission functions inside organizations.
What are the challenges of acquiring complex products?
Well, the first is, as I just mentioned, is the variability in the FAR, or the regulatory process across federal agencies. On the one hand, this creates flexibility for the agencies, but it does have some diminishment of competition effects in the marketplace. Just makes it harder to sell to the federal government. So there are sort of two things that federal managers can do as they work with the procurement personnel in their agency. One is to take a review of the FAR, the regulations in their agency, and see first off, are there any opportunities to streamline this and make it easier for both the people on our end that engage in the procurement function and then the vendors who sell to us, and then to look how do our regulations stack up to other agencies? Is there any way we can streamline these and make them more similar to other agencies so we expand the marketplace? And so that's one big challenge. A second one that we haven't touched on yet is, and it's huge, and it'll span everything we talk about here, is the state of the procurement workforce. Right. Given both the scale of purchasing that goes on at the federal government and the kinds of things that the federal government buys, you first off need a lot of people to handle those processes, and you need an incredibly well-trained, sophisticated group that understands how they perform their technical function, but do so within the overall management structure of the organization. A third one is that contracting is risky, and depending on the kinds of goods and services, the products that you're buying, some of them are riskier than others. What are the sources of those risks is critical for again, a manager to understand how can they use procurement to achieve mission success.
Fiscal austerity, citizen expectations, the pace of technology and innovation, and a new role for governance makes for trying times. These challenges influence how government executives lead today, but more importantly, how they can prepare for the future. It's anticipating the future, using foresight in government, that can deepen our understanding of the forces driving change. In a special report, Six Trends Driving Change in Government, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has identified trends that correspond to these challenges and drive government change. Separately and in combination, they paint a path forward in responding to the ever-increasing complexity government executives face. The areas covered by Six Trends are performance, risk, innovation, mission, efficiency, and leadership. Focusing on these has the potential to change the way government does business. In this edition of the Business of Government magazine, we dedicate a forum which reflects our sense of what lies ahead. We hope these insights are instructive and ultimately help today's government leaders. I hope you've enjoyed the perspectives, insights, recommendations, and most of all, profiles presented in today's Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. You may order or download a free copy of the latest The Business of Government magazine at businessofgovernment.org and find out how the business of government is not business as usual. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.